Why did you expose to the world that Offset had an issue with you about this man getting killed up under y'all supervision? If you heard in the street Offset got an issue with you, nigga, why is you broadcasting it to the world, nigga?
Okay, so somebody is lying. And is it the most notorious hip-hop mob boss, Jay Prince, or one of the biggest female rappers ever, Cardi B? Or does it happen to be her husband, Offset, who happens to also be one of the biggest artists on the planet, or the gang-banging clubhouse slash podcaster, rap manager, Rack 100? That's what we're here to find out. As the story is spinning out of control and the threats flying back and forth over the internet are becoming as deadly as they are frequent.
Don't ever put me in no position where, you know, I have to defend myself. You know what I mean? That wouldn't be healthy for you.
And all of this can be traced back to the night the Takeoff was unalived in the parking lot of a Houston bowling alley. And since then, Jay Prince has been threatening Offset and pretty much dragging him online, while his former group member in real life family, Quavo, and the rest of the label that he used to be signed to have been surprisingly silent. And all Offset's response to Jay Prince did was turn things up a notch.
Y'all nigga going off of he say, she say, then y'all nigga supposed to be this is who y'all supposed to be, and y'all nigga on interviews, and it out on an interview, talking about, I said this nigga, call my phone, homie. You call my phone, we'll have a conversation.
Because of course things are bad when your wife jumps in the beef. And it has escalated as Cardi B has been dragged into the feud between Offset and Jay Prince, as well as Rack 100, after the new terrifying warning that Jay Prince dropped that set hip-hop on fire. But first, I am Joe Stone. This is the Church of Joe Stone podcast. Where cool comes to pray. You come to stay and hit the subscribe button so you don't miss another video coming your way, where we find the most shocking and provocative news and take it to church. Now, recently, Jay Prince responded to Offset's video in a long Instagram voicemail message when he called out the rapper for being fake and playing victim and threatening him and his family. And in the voice message, Jay Prince calls Offset a tender D N-word for his absence in Takeoff's tribute with Quavo during the Grammys, along as a host of other things.
We ain't said nothing. Ain't nobody said nothing but you. And if you heard something from me, I'ma tell you it's gonna come from me. Call my phone. Y'all going off of he say, she say, then y'all supposed to be this is who y'all supposed to be, and y'all on interviews, and it out on an interview, talking about, I said this. Call my phone, homie.
Prince also mentions how Offset found himself in a situation with rapper Sauce Walker and needed his help. Like, fam, you shouldn't be talking to me because when you had them boys up your alley, you called your boy to calm that shit down. Prince continued in his message saying how Quavo has been letting him make it out of being a nice person, but when it comes to him, there are consequences.
Remember when you and Sauce Walker was beefing and you wanted me to stamp that bullshit? You forgot that too? I can go on, but I think you remember now. Threats about me and my family name in the mouth about what he gonna do. Why you didn't call me to talk is the twist he wanna use. Tell lies in your woman ear. I don't have time to listen to weak. Now you want to fake in front of a camera.
Which also makes Quavo look a little crazy because he hasn't said anything and it's like, well, where do you stand, fam? This is your brother and former group member versus these guys who we're assuming you don't know half as well. But Quavo has been on hush mouth, which means Jay Prince may know what the fuck he's talking about. And as of course, as the recording went around social media, Cardi B responded to it on Twitter, calling everything that Jay Prince has said a lie. Because basically Jay Prince was saying that he saved Cardi B when the Crips wanted to get her in LA. And Cardi B saying, no, you didn't. That was Rack 100, who happens to be a very well-known gang member as well as businessman in hip-hop. Now, in a now deleted tweet, Cardi B responded to a fan who questioned where the lie could be when Prince mentions in the same message that he in fact helped her after she used the word flu being a disrespectful term to Crips.
Remember when you called up on me and I came to LA and met with you because you was nervous about your wife performing because she had them issues about using the word flu. You forgot?
According to Cardi, he made all of this up and it was just a fairy tale. And the only people that helped her out on the West Coast was Rack 100 and former Crips leader Big U. Now, of course, once Cardi B hops in, Offset felt the need to also comment again, basically calling Jay Prince the police because if we got beef and you think I'm coming for you, why you going on podcast talking about it? Just come do something about it. You a gangster. Why we talking about it on podcast? At least that's what it seems like Offset was talking about, saying that Jay Prince was all mouth was quote, and quote, all mouth and no proof, and ending his tweet with a warning saying, let this be the last time we speak on this. Now, this all went back and forth, and WAC 100 stepped in, basically confirming Cardi B's story and saying that Jay Prince had nothing to do with that. That was him and Big U who helped her out during that season when she was a little worried about people coming to, you know, do something because of what she said about the Crips. And WAC 100, who also manages Game, went on Instagram where he called Jay Prince a bozo and saying that Cardi B told no lies. But where do we think this is going? Will this continue to ramp up? Will we see more voice messages or internet back and forth? Is this going to go to the streets? And I hope that it doesn't become more dangerous for anybody involved. I don't think we want to see anybody take a L in any of this. We don't need to see any more people getting hurt, beat up, their lives taken over something that could possibly be settled with just a simple talk. But it seems like Jay Prince is doing a little bit of damage control, and anybody that gets in front of that is going to have a problem. So hopefully it doesn't continue to escalate, but who knows? This is 2023. Anything could happen. But let us know what you think in the comments. Who do you think is right? Who do you think is wrong? Should Quavo stand up for Offset? Is Offset making everybody look bad? And is Jay Prince wrong for calling him out on a podcast? Let us know what you think in the comments. But that's our show for the day. I am Joe Stone. This is the Church of Joe Stone podcast, where cool comes to pray. You come to stay and hit the subscribe button so you don't miss another video coming your way. We find the most shocking and provocative news and take it to church. I'll see you in the next one.